David, what do you think of the possibilities, even though it's very cold there on Titan, of not just biological organisms down there, but maybe fish, maybe plants, some kind of critters? What do you think?
Well, you know, at this point, I think it's really wide open. As a scientist, you know, we're trained, of course, to be cautious and skeptical and conservative. But with astrobiology, which is really this new attempt at a multidisciplinary approach to scientifically address the question of life in the universe, we really have to adopt a different attitude and be more open-minded, because let's face it, we don't know anything about life in the universe. We have one example. We have the planet Earth, and we're trying to extrapolate to the rest of the universe. Scientifically, that's dangerous. It would be like taking a medical study of one patient and trying to reach some grand conclusion, right? In a medical study, you don't want to just take one example. Well, we don't have any choice, because we only have one example of a planet with life. So I think scientifically, we have to sort of bend the way we think. And I have to say that what we know about Titan, a lot that we suspected about Titan, and a lot that's been confirmed by this Huygens probe in the last couple of weeks, does point to a place where we cannot rule out the presence of life. And I would say there are even some signs that are hopeful for Titan as a place where there very well might be life. Now, you know, I can't make that leap and say I think there is life on Titan, but I do have to say that what we know about Titan is consistent with a place where there could be life, and absolutely what we've learned in the last couple of weeks supports that possibility, and it demands that we go back to Titan with probes that can really address that question in more detail.
Well, we know, because we've seen them now, that a mammoth would freeze on Titan. It couldn't survive, even with all its woolly hair. We know a polar bear couldn't survive. Animals, then, that are earthbound, I don't think of anything that could survive on Titan.
Right. No, it would not be... I don't think that terrestrial organisms could survive on Titan. And there may be an exception to that, because somewhere deep beneath the surface, if you go down inside the planet deep enough, hundreds of miles under the ice, it may get warmer. It probably does. It must get warmer.
Sure.
Because there's heat being released from the radioactive decay in the core. And there may be a level, there probably is a level in which there's a liquid water ocean, or we think actually probably a liquid water mixed with ammonia ocean, and there probably are some kind of terrestrial microbes that, you know, that could survive somewhere deep within Titan. But certainly the surface conditions
are brutal.
They're brutal for Earth life. But I think that's where we have to be careful. When we say that some place is uninhabitable, there are a lot of places on Earth that we thought were uninhabitable, and then we've been finding that life, you know, one property of life is that it finds a way to survive. But there are certain things that we think life really needs in any environment.
Well, don't you think, though, that even though, given every planet and where it is, its proximity to its own sun, that things could change, but generally, we're talking about a seed of life that may be the same throughout the entire universe. And I really believe, David, for example, if you were to find a planet one day that did have some kind of intelligent life, I think it would have two eyes, a nose, a mouth, and a couple of ears. Now, I don't know what it would look like, but I'm pretty sure it would be similar in structure to us, and so would some of the animals. I just think that there's too many similarities in the universe, and so for Titan, for example, to have a bizarre-looking creature that can survive that, I don't know if that's possible.
Well, I think it is. I can't prove that until we find something there, but here's why. I mean, you know, we try to look at what we think the basic requirements for life are, and we try to somehow come at that from a perspective that's not too geocentric, you know, not too Earth-centered, where we're not just projecting images of ourself or of Earth life into the cosmos. And I think we can break down the requirements for life ultimately into a couple of things. One is that just as life needs water on Earth, and that's a universal of all life on Earth, I don't think it's necessarily going to have to be water, but I do believe there's going to need to be some sort of liquid medium because for the kinds of chemistry where you have the rapid interaction of chemicals that can build that structure and build things like DNA and proteins, I think you need a liquid.
If a human drank liquid methane, would we like die instantly?
I think you would.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone's tried the experiment. But I know. I would not recommend it.
I'm thinking of all these possibilities.
But still, there might be some other kind of structure that actually thrives in liquid methane. And the other thing I think I can say confidently, the most basic requirement for life, I believe, will be some sort of energy source. We don't, you know, it's hard to define life, but all definitions of life include the fact that you need an energy source, that life is something that thrives on an energy source and reproduces itself and evolves. And the interesting thing that we're seeing about Titan is that clearly there are energy sources there, because there's weather being driven. That takes energy. And there's active geology going on in the surface.
It's not getting much from the sun, though, because would the sun look like a little dot from Titan?
Well, it wouldn't be a little dot, but it would be much dimmer. Saturn is 10 times Earth's distance from the sun, and that means that the strength of sunlight is only 1%, and that's at the top of the atmosphere before it has to filter down through those clouds and haze.
Okay, but the sun looks like, what, about a quarter from the Earth? If you were to hold a quarter up next to the sun, it'd be almost the same size, wouldn't it?
It would actually be one-tenth the diameter on Titan as it is on Earth.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not going to look like a star. It's going to be noticeably a lot brighter. But it's going to be noticeably, if you went out to Saturn's distance, you would notice that the sun does not look like the sun. It's going to just look like a very, very bright star.
Interesting. Okay.
And, by the way, I think we should point out, anybody listening who's sitting at a computer, what we're talking about is, you can see it. There are these amazing new pictures. Just mind-blowing. My mind is still blown of these pictures of the surface of Titan from the Huygens probe.
They do look Earth-like.
They look so Earth-like.
Yeah.
And there are links from the Coast to Coast site, or if you want, you can go to my website, www.lonelyplanets.net, and I've collected some links, and you can go to images of Saturn and Titan on the links page, and see for yourself. They're amazing.